Welcome to the Financial Samurai Podcast, where we endeavor to reach financial freedom sooner rather than later. Hello everybody, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and in this episode we're going to talk about whether you'd be willing to forego $1 million just for the privilege of going to private school from kindergarten all the way through college. Join with me is my lovely wife. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
As we go and explore this really interesting topic now that we're parents, and this topic is really not for those of you who did go to private school. I don't want to offend you guys. I'm sure you're very proud of your alma mater. Really, this episode is for those who are deciding whether to go to private school, or parents like us who are considering sending our kids to private kindergarten all through high school and then college. So first of all, I wanted to talk about my educational background experience, and then I'll have my wife talk about hers, and then we'll kind of have a discussion. So first of all, I went to international private school when my parents were working overseas in Asia. I had to go to international private school because that was the law. I couldn't join, you know, the public school system in Malaysia or Taiwan. It just wasn't, it didn't fit well with the American system. So I was in the international school system and I thought it was great, but that's really all I knew. And so by the time I came to the United States for high school, I entered a public high school, and I thought it was great too. So I really didn't see that much difference between middle school and high school. And then I went to a public university, the College of William & Mary, and I thought it was fine, it was great. Maybe the bathrooms and the library weren't as good. Maybe some of the facilities looked a little bit dated, but I know that they've since renovated the school with a nice new business school, a new library, and so forth. And so when we went back for our 10-year reunion, I was like, oh, this is pretty nice. And then once I graduated, I got a really great job in New York City at a good investment bank, and I was able to leave the workforce for good at the age of 35. So I'm really, really pro public school system. It hasn't hurt me at all, in my opinion. But the reality is, I only have one viewpoint. So let's get my dear wife to share her viewpoint. What are your thoughts about going to public school and private school?
My experience started out at public school from kindergarten in a suburban town in Virginia, and I stayed in that same public school system through 10th grade. And at that time I was getting very frustrated and I wasn't enjoying the system anymore. I felt scared and bullied a lot, and I decided to switch to private school. It was boarding school actually for the last 2 years of high school that I was able to attend on scholarship.
Was this a discussion that you had with your mom, or did your mom bring it up, or did you bring it up? How did it come about where you switched mid, I guess, after sophomore year?
Yes, so I talked to my mom a lot during sophomore year and let her know that the system just wasn't working well for me. There were a lot of fights in the schools, just trying to go from one class to another. People were beating each other up in the hallways, and it was scary, you know, trying to get around without being hit by someone. And there were a lot of bullies, and I don't know, it was very cliquish, and I just wasn't happy and felt that maybe a different place would be better for me.
How were you doing academically at the public school?
I was doing great, actually. I didn't feel as challenged in high school compared to the prior years, and maybe that's just because of the classes that were offered and the teachers at the high school level. I'm not really sure, but at the elementary and middle school level, I was participating in a program specifically for gifted kids, and that really made a difference in the quality of classes and projects that we got to work on, and I'm really fortunate that I was able to place into that from an early age.
So one of my thoughts is, if it's not really challenging, you can go into the gifted and talented program, you can take AB classes, and then you can just crush it and get straight A's. And if you do well in your SATs or ACTs, wouldn't that be a better system, because you can be in the top 1% or top 5% of that school system easier than you can be at a more competitive school?
That's a hard question, and it's something that's going to be different for every family and for every location, because schools vary a lot from even one district to another in the same city. So I was fortunate to have the ability to join the gifted program, but I don't know that all public schools have something like that.
They do. I know my public school system did, and every single public school system allows you to take advanced placement courses.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Every single school system, and the big cities, yeah, but I don't know about every single. I don't think you can make that generalization, no.
Okay, all right. Okay, I guess we'll have to figure it out and do some Googling or something. But I'm pretty sure that every single public school system can accommodate different levels of aptitude. Anyway, so going to your private high school, did you feel it was worth it? And did you get any scholarships?
Yes, for me it was really worth it. It was kind of crazy because not only was it private, I was also going there as a boarding student. So that was a big change for me to suddenly be much more independent than I was before. But the quality of the teachers and the material that we went over was night and day for me. And the other thing that really helped me was that the school that I went to was all girls. We had a partner school that was all boys, so we took science classes co-ed, but everything else was just all girls for me. And
oh, interesting that it's all girls. What do you think is the benefit, or are the benefits of being an all-girl system?
It helped me focus and not feel as intimidated to speak up in class, and I liked that we also had small class sizes.
Okay. So for you, you would absolutely have gone to private school again. You haven't told us about the cost or scholarship yet.
Right. I would do it again. And I did. I was able to go only because I got scholarship.
What percentage of the tuition was it covering?
I would say about 85%.
Okay, so if it's 85%, then the cost is de minimis. Even if it was $20,000, you're paying like $3,000 a year, maybe?
Something like
that. So that's not that bad. That's not that bad. So yeah, if you're going to get a scholarship, if you're going to get grants, sure, I think private school is a no-brainer. But the issue that many Americans have is that if you make above a certain income, and I think that income level is about $100,000 per kid, or household income of over $150,000 for private universities, you're not going to get grants. You're not going to get need-based scholarship and free money. So if you can get need-based free money, then it's obvious that you should go, especially if the cost is going to be cheaper than a state institution. But if you're one of the millions of households that have household incomes of over $100,000 or $150,000, this is a really, really tough decision. Because if you're going to spend, let's say, $25,000 in after-tax dollars to send your kid to kindergarten through, you know, 8th grade or something, that's like $40,000 gross. And if you only make like $150,000, $160,000, that's tough. And the thing is, I know some people are like, well, you make $150,000, that's a lot of money. But the reason why you're making $150,000 is probably because the cost of living is so high. If you come to San Francisco and you get like a typical engineering job at Google, Facebook, Apple, or whatever, the starting salary is like $80,000 to $90,000, and then all in, it's about $125,000 to $150,000. That's right out of college. And it's because they need to pay that kind of salary in order to attract talent, because it's so expensive to live in big cities like New York and San Francisco. So one can surmise that, okay, if you're making $100,000 to $150,000 right out of college, which many kids do, believe it or not. I mean, I was kind of surprised, but then I did the numbers and the research. By the time they're ready to have kids, let's say in 10 years when they're 32 years old, they're going to be making over $150,000 in combined household income. So really, this podcast is to focus on the cost of private school education. If you click over to my post, you'll see a really cool chart that I did with real tuition costs for 2018 and real academic institutions here in San Francisco. So for example, kindergarten to eighth grade at the San Francisco Day School costs $32,444 a year. That's tuition only. And then there's all these fundraisers that quickly add up to another couple thousand dollars. And then for high school, 9th grade to 12th grade at Urban High School in San Francisco costs $44,551. Now and then you have to add in another, you know, couple thousand dollars for fundraising, so you're at $46,000 to $47,000. And then if you have 4 years at a private university, I just used Harvard because everybody has heard of Harvard, it's actually cheaper at $43,280. And I'm just focused on tuition here because, you know, board, food, and all that is those are fixed expenses. So the grand total, if you send your kid from kindergarten through private university, just for 4 years of private university, not super senior 5 years, is $643,320 in capital outlay. Now, if you invested that money at a risk-free rate of return of 2.85%, you would get $835,000. That's risk-free and guaranteed money. And if you invested that money, you know, every year compounded, and you got 5.4% a year based on 100% allocation towards bonds, because 5.4% is the historical return, then you'd have basically $1,063,000. I mean, think about that, folks. $1,063,000. What do you think about that?
When you put it that way, I definitely would prefer to go the public school route all the way.
I mean, seriously, like, if I was 22 years old, and my parents are like, hey, I'm so proud of you, son, here's a check for $1,063,000. I'd be like, oh yeah, baby. And not only that, I mean, some people think, oh, I'm just gonna slack off. No, I'm not gonna slack off at all. I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna pursue a job that I wanna do, and I'm gonna make my parents proud. I'm gonna prove my worth. Meanwhile, I'm gonna go buy a house. I'm going to invest money. I'm gonna live life freely. How about you? What would you do with $1,000,000?
At 22, looking back, I'd probably take a lot more risk. I'd probably also be tempted to goof off a little bit, travel and whatnot. One of the reasons I think I was able to be so successful early on in my career is I was hungry and I knew I couldn't rely on my parents to take care of me. I had to hustle on my own in order to survive and stay independent, so I'm not sure I'd have the same outlook.
Okay, so maybe the solution is to set up like a trust fund and, you know, farm out $25,000 a year or $50,000 a year, so it's not so much money that they can spend it and then blow it at one time.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the way to go.
And here's the thing, on the flip side, imagine if you're the parents and you now have $1,065,000 more in the bank when your child graduates at the age of 22. What could you do with your life? You know, you're probably 50, maybe you're 60. I mean, if you were spending $100,000 a year after tax, you know, you're basically saving 10 years of living expenses. In other words, you could retire 10 years earlier. If you're 50, you can now retire. You don't have to work until you're 60. And then I think that's a great thing. What do you think?
I totally agree. I would love that.
And okay, yeah, I mean, I would think most people would love that. Having an extra $1,062,000 at the age of 50, I think that's a no-brainer. So let's say you returned closer to 10% a year for the 16 years of compounding of that tuition you've been forking out. You would actually end up with $1.67 million. I mean, that is so sweet.
I agree.
But you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe education is just so worth any cost, any amount of debt, any amount of work. Otherwise, why would people be spending so much money on education?
I don't know. It's one of those things that will forever be debated.
Is it really debatable? I mean, everything on the internet is free, and then people say, well, you know, the internet doesn't teach you how to use your knowledge, and that's what educational systems do. But I'm like, hello? The public school system is fine. There's a clear free alternative. Why not take that alternative and, you know, spend the time outside of school really, you know, working on your craft or honing your craft?
I think there definitely is a shift in that direction, especially with Gen Z. They seem to be taking advantage of more and more online resources. So it's going to be interesting to see how things look in 10, 20, 30 years.
So do you think we have the capacity to not send our son to private school?
Definitely.
Okay, good. Awesome. Public school system it is. All right, thanks everybody. I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you'd be willing to forego over $1 million just for the privilege to go to private school. Leave a comment and share your thoughts below.